follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, hey, top of the morning to you. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This show is brought to you by DraftKings. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard. We're live in Vegas, baby, from the Circa Resort, a casino. Big show lined up today. A little bit of everything, right? I mean, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup, Major League Baseball. Paul Skeens went again yesterday. We have NFL. We have Euros 20 college football today. Paul Stone on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to run the table here, and we'll begin with last night, the new champs, right? The coronation in Boston last night as the Celtics are your 2024 NBA. We talk about this all the time, right? Like, and we did last week, like the best teams rarely meet to play for a championship. And a lot of times that also means that the best team in a certain sport in a certain year doesn't win the title. Well, certainly that was not the case last night and this year in the NBA. And good for them. They finally won a title. They got there, this young core who had been close in years past. They were the best team in the regular season, and they were certainly the best team in the postseason. And they went out in fashion last night by taking down the Mavericks in a blowout, in a game that was never close, in a series that was bad, and in a playoffs that was abysmal.
Yep.
So it was a bad way to end the season in terms of drama and entertainment, but the Boston Celtics deserved their first championship with this core. And Brad Stevens deserves a ton of credit for putting it together.
Number 18, hello Nesson, we love you. And they went 80-21 this year and 16-3 in the playoffs. So yeah, you can point to injuries and but they were a phenomenal team and a great team. And you just saw the depth and how many weapons they had, and it showed last night. I mean, you get 9-9 from Horford. Holiday was great. Brown and Tatum. You don't even need much from Porzingis. White, the assassin, knocking down threes. Now, I don't know if they make these moves if they beat the Miami Heat and then lose to the Nuggets in the finals. I don't know if he does that. But what Stevens did to trade Smart, which was criticized at the time because he was a fan favorite and a hustle guy and won Defensive Player of the Year to get Porzingis.
Oh, don't forget, by the way, along with that is that Porzingis had a ton of question marks.
Yeah, true. But then you also, your big boy is getting Holiday and shipping out Brogdon and Time Lord. So a lot of people would have said you don't do anything, even though you lost the conference finals and you lose in seven to Miami. But he went for it, and they finally end the drought and the Boston drought without a championship. And it was a great move by Stevens and full marks to Mazzulla. I was worried about crunch time and what happened with Brown and Tatum. Could they ever do it? And certainly Mazzulla pushed all the right buttons, and they loved him as well. But to your earlier point, yikes. We had eight series that were five games or fewer. It was a phenomenal regular season. But these play, a Boston sweeps in the conference finals. Dallas wins in five. They take out Dallas in five. Game one's a blowout. This one's a blowout. Game four was a blowout. Game three, Boston's up 21 in the fourth quarter. We also had a seven-game series with Minnesota and Denver. But we went seven, but the games were terrible,
right,
with all the blowouts. We could not catch a break with these playoffs. But full marks to Boston, and no doubt, certainly going to be a force to be reckoned with for years if they keep this group together.
Well, here's how good of a job, Stevens was at putting it together, but also how they actually played on the court together. Last night in the MVP race, you don't know how this is going to go with the voters overall, but when Holiday started off the game like he did last night, he plummeted down to like 8-1 to win the MVP. And then it was going back and forth between Brown and Tatum, and Tatum turned into a $5 favorite in the second half to win the MVP. So you could have picked between like three guys to win the award. That's how good they were at the top, but also how overall I think they were a pretty deep team. Like, I think Hauser is good. I think Pritchard can play a little bit here and there. So they have like the core six. I mean, it's amazing what they were able to do for an entire season, but then the guys behind them aren't bad either. And I eventually think that the voters got it right. I didn't have a dog in the race. I was on Derek White from the first round, and that was dead after game two of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, but we had a shot, though, when look how it played out. Brown averaged 25-5. If you tell me he's going to average that for the series, I say we got a great shot here with White.
Yeah, I also, but as this thing was playing out live, I don't think we had a chance to win that after game two because Porzingis played so well in game one. Holiday was incredible in game two. And then it was a dogfight between Tatum and Brown. And the voters, it went 7-4, the votes in terms of Brown over Tatum last night. And I would not have had a problem. In fact, on the show yesterday, I was pointing out that at plus 255, Tatum can make a run at that award. And he was...
Well, what if he gets a triple-double?
That would maybe be a game-changer then, right?
He was going for it.
He did whatever he could to win that award last night.
Oh,
don't
man.
Kid yourself.
Yep.
But I actually tipped my cap to the voters because they said, no, this is a series-long award, and Jaylen Brown was the key player, and I agree with him winning the award. Yep. And by the way, I got to go back to last year when he signed that extension, $300 million. I called it the worst contract in all of sports at the time. He could not dribble with his left hand. He was unreliable in big games.
Yeah.
And credit to that guy, because he did not go out and get fat and happy after signing that contract for that much money. He got better, and he deserved to win the NBA Finals MVP.
Yeah, I agree with all that. You know, certainly he was also aggressive for much of the playoffs, and he was phenomenal. He was also good tweets from Evan Abrams. He was 6-1 to win MVP. It's the third time, only the third time in the last 20 years someone won it outside of the top two. When you look at the favorites, betting favorites. And last 40 years, lowest combined points, rebounds, and assists. Brown, 31.2. Chauncey Billups in 04, 29.4. Kawhi in 14. Iguodala in 15. He was 26.1. So this is, for him to go 25-5 and win it, again, it's only the fourth lowest in the last 40 years, so... But again, they had so many guys that can score and so many ways to beat you, but you didn't get a phenomenal performance from Luka or Dallas, and the others were terrible.
Yep.
And the big story is every game went under, and every night they took over money. They bet the over again last
night. They did.
From 209.5 up to 211.5 and
that,
no shot.
That moved 2 points at a lot of different shops last night. And again, I went back and looked. It's not even the same sport. What we just watched in the NBA Finals compared to the regular season, think about this for a second. In this season, it completely flipped after they kind of changed how they were going to approach it with the referees and calling the games. They played with totals of 237 and 240. One of the games went over. The other game had 229 points combined. And in the fast forward to now, they're playing in games between 211.5 and 217.5, and not one game could go over. It's not even the same planet we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Staggering.
And this is also...
They just would not stop betting the over, and they continue to do it, and they continue to get beat. And good call with the ladder, too. I mean, the Celtics blow them out, lay the alt numbers, lay go the ladder with the Celtics. And
that was a good result last
and
night.
And that was... absolutely. So what are you thinking next year? Because, number one, when you enter the finals and you're a $2 favorite or higher, you're 28-4 straight up. But 38 of the last 40 years, the team that's won the title has entered the season 20-1 odds or better or lower. So you don't. Well, I pointed to a great regular season. Minnesota was 80-1, close. OKC was a big price, one seed. Dallas 32-1 in April, and they make it as a five seed. So you had some big tickets out there, but it's hard to cash these big boys. Well, and again, that is staggering. 38 of the last 40 years, it's going to be someone who's in that top contender list that's going to win the title.
Yeah, out of the East, I don't know if we have a true contender that can be there and battle Boston to the wire.
I want to see a healthy Knicks team.
That's the team I was going to go with because this is the most important offseason for the Milwaukee Bucks that they've had.
Yeah.
I don't know how what they're going to do to cobble this team together and come up with a true challenger for Boston. I can't trust the 76ers at all because of Embiid's health. The number one team that I would look at is if they can stay healthy would be the Knicks. I think they're probably the second best team in the East if they can stay healthy. And in the West, this is not hindsight. We talked about this. So this is a little bit of March Madness when you get some upsets. Eventually, the team that does that fizzles out. I would have rather had the Lakers in the finals than the Dallas Mavericks. I would not have said that before the final started, but the way that played out, that's results-based. Absolutely, I fully admit that. This is not results-based. I would have rather had OKC, Minnesota, or Denver without question. We got robbed with no Nuggets. We got robbed when Denver blew that 20-point game at half, in the second half.
No doubt.
And this is the second... By the way, it should have been the second straight year we had Celtics-Denver because Boston blew it last year.
They did.
And
huge favorites against Miami. No way they should have lost that series. And this is why we love sports. Sometimes you can't explain this stuff. P.J. Washington against OKC was the biggest outlier you're ever going to see.
Oh, no doubt.
For three games, he couldn't miss and lit it up and was a big reason why they won that series.
That's the reason why I had to rip up my OKC futures.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Now Boston,
I'll never forget that.
Boston's going to beat OKC, but still, it would have been competitive. But this is... It's just Kyrie was terrible. Washington was terrible. Jones was terrible. Yep. Lively didn't show up till late in the series. I mean, you have no chance if that's going to happen.
Yeah, well said.
And then Luka starts off with, you know, one assist and no one helped him out in game one. So that's why, other than the blowout in game four, that was all she wrote. Dallas also should have won game two, though, as well. They blew that game. And once they went down 0-2, forget it. And but, you know, congratulations. And we'll see. Dallas, you have to reload now. But this is a stacked Western Conference. I mean, you mentioned it. Jaws back. Memphis gets everyone back. Houston's going to be better. The Lakers are still going to be a problem.
What if the Spurs had one or two players in the offseason?
Sure, I know.
The West is completely loaded. East, the exact opposite.
Sure. What if Paul George goes to Philadelphia? I mean, what if Paul George goes to Orlando? I mean, there's stuff like that.
Sure.
Maybe even Harden goes back to the Sixers, something like that. Who knows? But it's certainly going to be tough in the West. And I know you mentioned Doug Kazarian was on with Matt and Wes coming in about people be sleeping on the Nuggets.
I think I
think that's true as well.
Yep. I think Denver can really bounce back next year and make a huge deep run again and be even better than what they were this year. But the West, like 1 through 10, is going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up Orlando. If they could add a piece or two.
They will. They have money.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. I think the Magic might be the most dangerous team that nobody's going to talk about in the Eastern Conference anyway. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, a Connor McDavid winning the Conn Smythe, even in a losing cause narrative, does exist. We'll tell you what those are suggesting next.